stood out for you from your quarterback. You haven't had that very much. Is it gratifying to see that finally come to pass?
Yeah, I mean, you're always going into games. Hopefully you don't want any turnovers. We did put the ball on the ground in a fumble situation. We need to clean that up. But I think any time you can win the turnover battle, it's going to be a positive for you.
What can you tell us about Nick Foles? Where is that after his checkup?
He had a checkup on Friday. His clavicle is healing, but he hasn't been cleared to play. So
does he have another exam after
that? Yeah, he'll have another exam until he eventually gets cleared because the bone isn't healed yet. So
when do you know when the next exam will be?
No, I don't.
Your defense has been doing a good job forcing fumbles. just talk about that and what they're doing well in that area.
Well, I think it starts with they're playing really, really good run defense. So there's a lot of guys around the ball. A lot of guys are running to the ball. They're playing with great effort. And guys are doing a good job when they're getting there of securing a tackle and trying to get a strip and trying to get the ball out. And when you have that many guys around the ball, usually the ball is going to bounce to one of your guys. So I think it's been a group effort on defense. I think all 11 guys are playing at a real good tempo right now.
Obviously, Evan Mathis and Jason Kelce are getting healthy, but what else has kind of been the key to the offensive line kind of picking it up in recent weeks?
I just think there's a continuity. You know, the same guys are playing next to the same guys, and communication has been better. So as a group, they've gotten a chance to line up next to the same guy for a couple of weeks. So I think that's one of the reasons they've gotten that. Also, you know, Jason is healthier. Evan is healthier, so.
Seattle's defense has allowed 3 points in each of the last two games. Mm-hmm. Seems to be hitting another level. Is there something on film that kind of speaks to that?
They got really, really good players, you know, and Pete puts them in position to make plays, but it'll be the best secondary that we play. You know, obviously probably the top corner in the league in Richard Sherman. He's got 23 picks since 2011, 8 more than any other player in the league, and there's a reason for that. He's a smart player. He's an intelligent player. He's big. He's physical. He's got great ball skills. I think they're probably the top safety in the game in Earl Thomas. And then they've got a bunch of other guys that are fast. They're athletic. Cliff Averill can really cause some problems. Michael Bennett can cause some problems. Their linebackers can run. Cam Chancellor is a guy. I think they've got players at every single position on the defensive side of the ball that, you know, there's a reason they won the Super Bowl last year, and there's a reason they've held the last two teams they played to 3 points. They got a lot of really talented players over there.
They're known for their cover three scheme back there. Do they still do a lot of that?
Yeah, they've done the same thing since Pete's been there. So I think they got the personnel. They got a really, really good group of personnel right now. But they, you know, they played they're probably 60-40 man zone. But I think they're very balanced in what they do. They got their eyes on the quarterback. They disrupt routes. They got a lot of guys who can get good with ball skills back there in terms of getting after it. So it's a very formidable group.
I heard before that. Is there overlap in terms of the type of players they look for, whether it's body type, playing style, and the type of players you look for?
I don't know what they're looking for. So, I mean, I haven't sat down and talked to Pete or Schneider about what their concepts are. So,
why has the defense been so much more effective the last few weeks? It was struggling there for a while.
Yeah, I don't know if they were struggling. I don't think. I mean, they lead the NFL in defense, so. Yeah. I mean, struggling for them is probably giving up 14 points. So I think a lot of people would take struggling if it's playing that well. But they're really clicking right now. You know, maybe that's a better question for them. But I know in the last couple of games they've played really, really well.
Your defense, this is 2 years in a row now where it seems like they've gotten better as the year's gone on. I know every team strives for that, but a lot of teams you don't see that. Is there anything about Bill, about the way your coaches teach, that has enabled the defense to improve during the year?
No, I think there's a continuity. We've obviously, except with the loss of DeMeco, but besides that, our defensive line has been intact. Our secondary has been intact. You know, DeMeco's just the one guy that we've really lost. The outside linebackers have been the same guys. So guys feeling more comfortable with the system. I think our coaches understanding our players understanding the coaches. They've got a good grasp of what we're trying to do, and I think they're playing with great effort, and I think effort can kind of mask a lot of things. So
Bill, all the opponents you've studied, all the defense you've looked at who face you, have you seen a DT or a player like Fletcher Cox at that position who's playing better than Fletcher?
In the league?
No, that you've faced so far.
I mean, there's been some good ones. I can't think of off the top of my head, but
do you think Fletcher is really playing at the
high? I think Fletcher's playing at a really high level right now. You know, I think there's a lot of really good defensive linemen in this league, but you know, Gerald McCoy at Tampa Bay is a guy that always stuck out when we played them. You know, that kind of jumps off the tape at you, and I'm sure there's some other guys. I'm just not thinking right off the top of my head right now, but you know, I think Fletcher's playing really well right now.
After the game, Jordan Matthews was talking about there's speed and there's Eagle speed. Are you able to sense, like, when you guys are clicking and really pushing the pace at the beginning of the game, how, you know, it puts you guys at a major advantage versus defense, especially, you know, if they get winded later in the game?
No, I mean we're trying to get as close as we can to practice, and we obviously play faster in practice because we spot the ball a lot quicker. We already know where the ball is going to go, so our managers are getting the ball down a little bit faster, and our practices have always been faster. But that's what we're trying to strive to see if we can play as fast as we practice. So.
Back to Zach's question, do you think Seattle kind of had the blueprint as far as getting bigger physical corners and defensive?
No, I think everybody wants that. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to say. I think if anybody had an opportunity to get Richard Sherman, they wouldn't say, no, we don't want him. I mean, he's a prototype what everybody wants. I mean, that goes back to Mel Blount when Mel Blount played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. If there's a tall, long, physical corner, I think anybody in the National Football League would tell you they would want that guy. There's just not that many out there, I mean, so.
He was a fourth-round pick, though, wasn't he?
I wasn't here, so I don't know when he was picked. I don't know that. I was in college, so.
2010, you visited the Seahawks complex. What did you
get from
that visit, and what's your background?
Say that again?
In 2010, you visited the Seahawks complex. What did you get from that visit, and what's your background?
I was just watching practice. I've known Pete. We were in the same league together. I've got a tremendous amount of respect for him. He did an unbelievable job, and he's at USC. He's doing the same exact thing with the Seahawks, and I always visited. I visited the 49ers after that. I visited Air Force. Whenever we had an open date during the season at Oregon when we weren't practicing, I tried to go visit somebody that was close. And obviously, almost everybody else we were playing, so there wasn't a lot of options. It was go watch an NFL team or go watch a team from another conference. So I visited, I think, Air Force. I visited Seattle. I visited San Francisco. That was just going to watch someone else practice.
Mark's had a lot of success outside the pocket on throws. What does he do well that allows him to do that?
I think he's a good athlete, so he can get his feet underneath him. When he's on the perimeter, he doesn't need to set his feet. He throws well on the run. He's really accurate when he throws on the run. So just part of what he does well and just trying to put him in those situations.
12 games in, your free agency signings all have been pretty successful. Can you take me back to that period and what you learned from your first foray into free agency as opposed to the second?
I mean, I think the ones the year before, Connor Barwin sticks out, Bradley Fletcher sticks out, Kerry Williams sticks out. I think we did a decent job the year before, too. I think everybody just understands what we're looking for better in a player in terms of how they fit, in terms of what we're looking for from not only from a size skill standpoint, but type of practice player they are, the type of team player they are. So I just think it's, hopefully we'll get better as this continues to go along. But I think the first year we did a pretty good job, too. So
how do you go about simulating the style of play Russell Wilson during the practice week?
It's difficult because we don't have anybody, obviously, as athletic. But that's no different than any quarterback you face. We didn't have anybody that could simulate Cam Newton. We don't have a 6'5", 250-pound, unless we went over to the Sixers and grabbed one of their power forwards. I think that's just the deal no matter who it is. We don't have a Marshawn Lynch that we can simulate. We don't have a Richard Sherman we can simulate. It's just, you're really getting used to what their scheme is and kind of what their, how they run their operation. But you're never going to be able to simulate players of that caliber no matter who you're facing.
I've heard before that Earl Thomas is what makes that cover three work because he covers so much ground in center field. Is that how you see it?
Where'd you hear that?
Reddit, okay.
I think he's probably one of the top safeties in the league. So I think, but it takes everybody. I think their corners do a good job. Earl does a good job. Cam Chancellor does a good job. I mean, they got a lot of players on the defensive side of the ball that make that thing work.
Raymond said during the broadcast that Mark likes more information in the headset than Nick did from you. Do you find that, and have you adjusted at all to him being the quarterback?
Yeah, that's not the case.
Is Russell Wilson different than other quarterbacks who can use their legs in that? Does he do anything different as far as looking to throw first and kind of running?
Yeah, I think he's always been that way. I got an opportunity to play against Russell when he was at Wisconsin. He does the same thing. He always has his eyes down the field. He's not looking to run, but if you give him the opportunity to run, I think he makes really, really good decisions when he's flush from the pocket. He's always got his eyes up. He's always looking for open receivers if they're not there. He takes what the defense gives him. He never takes a big hit. I think he's got a real, real good feel of how to play quarterback on the move.
How much of an impact has Trey Thomas had as far as on your pass rushers and develop working with them and the technique?
I wouldn't say a lot. I think just he does a lot of right now. Trey's doing a lot of film breakdown, things like that. But Billy and Az and those guys are coaching those guys on the field. So.
Does he approach the breakdown offensive line, or does he do everything?
No, he's working with the defensive line, so he's breaking down offensive tape, so he can tell you what an offensive tackle is going to do. He's been great from that standpoint, so he can talk about sets and things like that.
That's what I meant from a technique. Is he kind of imparting like a certain wisdom on those guys?
No, he's doing it on the breakdown, so he's just telling us what they do. So he's not out there coaching. I mean, we have a D-line coach, and we have an outside linebacker coach. So
you had some extra time to prepare for the Seahawks. What'd you do?
It's more time just to watch tape, so... You know, we're on our same weekly schedule in terms of when we meet on Mondays and when time we start staff meetings, and our players will be back in tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And, you know, it's been a normal week from that standpoint, but our players have been off. It's just we just had more time to digest tape in terms of getting ready for Seattle. I'm sure they have the same thing. So.
Have they been any different since trading Harvey?
I really couldn't tell you because I don't think we've gone that far back looking at, you know, we hadn't studied a lot when Harvin was there because he's not there anymore, so.
You mentioned the past Sunday night leading into the Thanksgiving game, there were a lot of players coming in and getting a jump on the week. Was that the same case this weekend? Were players around?
No, they were away, and they should have been away. I mean, a lot of them, because they missed Thanksgiving, so a lot of them were trying to catch up with family and whatnot. We played an away game, so, you know, there's a lot of guys running around the building on Monday, which they normally do, but over the weekend, I didn't see any of our guys.
Have you seen a difference in Lane Johnson the last couple of games from where he was earlier in the season when he first came back?
No, because I think he came back in really good shape, you know, so it wasn't like it took Lane a long while to get rolling. I think from a and that's a credit to him in terms of what he did when he was away. It wasn't, you know, you worry about when you're not away and you didn't have any contact with him, what's he going to be like when he shows up? But he showed up here ready to go and ready to play. Obviously, he's got more experience because he is a young player and only played a year for us last year. You know, he's gotten better just because he's seen more reps, but he was ready to go from a physical standpoint when he showed back up here.
LeSean has had all four of his 100-yard games, like, in the last seven. I mean, it seems like he's running the same way as he did earlier. It's just he's getting more success now. Is that kind of how you see it?
Yeah, that's how we see it. So that's why I think when people talked about him earlier in the year, I felt very confident with him, and I think that's showing. So.
The defense has done a very good job against tight ends this year. Is it a lot of it Malcolm, just the kind of, you know, what he gives you?
I think it's both. You know, I think because our safeties are interchangeable. I thought Nate Allen played an outstanding game against the Cowboys last week. You know, he had two interceptions. One of them was called back because we had a penalty. But I thought Nate had a fumble recovery. I think Nate's playing really well. I think we've got two safeties that are playing well right now. So I think it's a combination of both of them because the way we do it, it's not just – there's not always one guy that's high and one guy that's low. It's interchangeable. But I think both our safeties are playing pretty well right now.
Some teams – avoided throwing towards Sherman's side. Seems like maybe he's been targeted a little bit more lately. Do you ever concern yourself with, you know, the personnel on the opposite side when you're running your offense?
Yeah, we always concern ourselves with the personnel on the opposite side, and you got to know exactly what they're in and how things are working and what the matchups you're going to exploit and or try to attack. And I think that's part of any coach's game plan. I don't think you just say, hey, we don't care who's over there. You know, I think you really sit down and study the tape and situations and who they're in and what they're doing, and do they travel? Do they cover guys on the other side? When receivers switch sides, do they match up with people? You know, there's a lot more to it than just saying we're not going to throw to the right because he may not be on the right. He may be on the left. So
he's moved a little more this year. Is that correct?
I didn't watch him last year, so I can't answer that.
On Thursday, the cameras caught Cooper and Sanchez and the parent disagreement. What was that about?
What they were going to eat for Thanksgiving after the game. I mean, guys yell at guys all the time. I don't know why that's a big deal, so. I mean, if you could catch someone yelling at somebody probably on every play, so not a big deal. I think we weren't in the right formation, and we were trying to get lined up. But Coop wasn't the guy that wasn't lined up there. I mean, there were other guys that weren't lined up the right way, so.
You talked about it, or was
there? No, I don't think either of them are going to be here this week because they're pissed off about it, so it's not a big deal. We're not the next play. I think you guys are making way too much out of that.
You have talked, though, about just the whole don't let emotions play with you, play with emotion, but don't let them play with you. And it looked like that was, they're screaming at each other in the cafeteria.
There's guys screaming at each other all the time. I don't. That's why I don't think it's a big deal. You know, listen to my headset. Yeah, that'd be great. See Tom Brady last night? How was he on the Packers sideline? It's an emotional game played by emotional players, and I think they're playing at a high level. When guys make mistakes, they get not too happy about it. So I mean, that's part of the game. So I'm surprised at the line of question, and that's not the first time people have screamed and yelled at each other out here. But it's just so it's not a big deal.
Did the whole team seem to play with a lot of energy on Thursday, more so than Dallas? Could that just be because maybe Dallas had a shorter week, or maybe you hit on something?
Could be a reason. you know, I think it's a tough deal. You know, when someone makes you play on the road on a Sunday night, makes you come back, you know, you don't get back till 5 a.m., then you play a game on the next Thursday. So I think that's part of it, yeah.
If I can follow up on the next play, what was the issue with that play? After the timeout, when Sanchez threw to Cooper, it seemed they weren't on the same page that way.
What on your last
one? The timeout with the apparent disagreement.
Yeah.
Sanchez threw to Cooper, and it hit Cooper.
I think Mark threw it a little early.
How about the red zone?
Yeah, we didn't execute well down there against, you know, we're not making excuses. We got to correct that, and we got to do better, especially when playing against a real good Seattle team. So.
Just following up on what I was saying before, did you see anything that would make you think that you want to back off on them even more so now at this point? Because they played so great on, you know, three-day turnaround.
Well, we don't have a three-day turnaround, so now we're back to a normal week. We know how to prepare during a normal week. I think we've had great energy in our last couple of games. So we monitor all our players every day, so when they come in here, we'll adjust accordingly. But I don't, you know, we're still going to go out there and train. That's what we do. So.
Is there a lot of similarity in Seattle's run scheme as compared to Dallas's?
No, not at all. You know, I think they run a lot more zone read option. I mean, I don't think Tony's ever kept the ball in any of those situations. I think you know, you really got to defend the quarterback. You know, I think they spread you out a little bit more in the run game and can do that because of the quarterback. So I don't think there's any similarities between the two. So.
Okay. Thank you.